This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Although he won't admit it publicly nor privately, this is Jason's favorite broadcast. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, it's great to be on the air with you on Jason's favorite broadcast. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. So, Gwyneth, what is happening in Australia that you'd like to share with us? Or do you want to go right into Harry and Meghan? Or do you want to go into the cabal that seemed to be involved with bribing our Congress to protect us from knowing what's in our food? Where would you like to start?
Oh, my gosh. I think the flooding in... I think I ought to mention the flooding that is happening in Australia at the moment, in Sydney, and also in Brisbane as well. There is massive, massive, massive flooding in all down the east coast of Australia. We haven't been so badly affected here. We have had water flowing into our dams, which has been a good thing. Since Sunday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, we have had here in the rain gauge at the farm, we have had approximately 140 millimetres of rain in the rain gauge here, and that has been over a period of days. In one 48-hour period, we received well over 100 millimetres, that's 4 inches of rain, which is nice. That's good. And but other places don't regard it necessarily as being such a good thing because they're deep underwater. And the floods have been of such magnitude that houses have been flowing down rivers, literally. I don't know if I sent any of those photos to you or not. I don't think I did. But they're certainly out there on YouTube of people standing on their balconies filming a house floating down a river, which is obviously not good for whoever owns the house. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. When Mrs. Fennelli and I spent some time in California, there was some record rain. And in Santa Cruz, California, houses were, they called them mudslides. And there was so much rain that trees were falling over and houses were, you know, if they're built on a hill, they'd slide right down the hill. So I've witnessed that. It's terrifying. You know, where do you go? Where do you step that's not muddy? And, you know, roughly within the last 2 weeks here at the farm, we had about 7 inches of rain in maybe 2 or 3 days. And everything was muddy. Everywhere you stepped, it was terrible. And we lost a couple cows. A cow and calf died because of the rain. Our neighbors lost calves. So all around us, the rain was quite devastating here in Missouri. So I do know what you're talking about. And, you know, That's something that, well, so what's the takeaway here at USA Prepares? What can be learned from that? Well, the last thing you want to do is buy property that is below a dam. You don't want to do that because eventually that dam can fail. And if it does, you're like the first one to know, you know, when you, for a few seconds, you know, until you drown, that kind of a thing. So it's really a good idea to set your house on a knoll, on a hill high up, from the water flow. And that's what we did here at our farm. So our house is on a knoll, and our farm is on a mountain, you know, the Ozark Mountains. So they kind of are gently rolling mountains where we are. But we're on a hill, so when it rains, the water runs downhill. It doesn't flood the house. And that's what you should, that should, really is what you should consider doing. Any comments, Gwyneth, about that?
Yeah, the time to think about preparing for a flood or what you might do if there is a flood at your location is not when the flood is imminent. You need to be thinking about this from the get-go, from when you are laying the foundation of your house. And our house, I don't think it will ever flood. It's built on a, I think I've described to you personally where our house is and why it won't flood, but I'll describe to the class. It's on a very slight ridge, and it's probably only around about 12 to 18 inches higher than the, sorry, probably only about 12 actually inches higher than the surrounding landscape. But it's that slight ridge, and on one side there's a drainage line which goes downhill quite rapidly and down our driveway, so that in any rainfall event of over about an inch, we get water running down the driveway outside of our door. But it's never to the magnitude of where, you know, it would actually, the volume of water that goes down there, the driveway is so wide, you could turn a truck around in there. We have had, you know, these, you know, the big water trucks, the big, they're like milk trucks almost. We've had them up there, up the driveway and turning around up, and then going down the other side. So this is not a suburban driveway. This is a farm turnaround that's sitting outside our front door that the water can flow down our driveway and either into one of the dams or soaks down in the front paddocks or off the property. And on the other side, there is, you know, once again, there's a drop probably of about between 6 and 12 inches, but then it goes down into the garden and then into quite a deep valley. And there's a dam in the valley, which is our dam, which is below the house. And there's not really any houses below that dam. I should point that out. Okay, so we considered that when we were putting that dam in, that, you know, it, and we ascertained that if it failed, which it won't, because it was built properly in the first place, with a proper overflow and all the rest of it, but if it failed, it's not going to really affect anyone because there's really nobody built downstream of it, not for many, 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 many kilometres. But, yeah, this is it. You've got to think of that, and you've got the people who built this house. We didn't build this house, but the people who built it had to think about what they were doing, and they made sure that this house would basically never flood, that there's drainage lines on one side, drainage lines on the other side. They both flow downhill away from the house. And there's no way that the water, we had a major flood event here in 2015, 2016, where we had water flowing across the paddocks for months. And every time I stepped out onto my driveway, it was a river, probably only about 2 inches deep. But it was, you know, at the deepest. But it was a river about 2 inches deep at the deepest. Any time I wanted to walk out of my front door, I would have to get my feet wet. And that was how it was in 2015, 2016. Not just for a day, not just for a week, but for probably about 3 months. And we had overland flow of water all across our farm for about 3 months. And about the only dry place on the whole farm was this little ridge that our house was built on. Does that make that? That's very well, very sensibly designed location for a house. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And let me share with you in the class some of our thoughts. So when we were building our house, we excavated for a basement. And when you excavate for a basement, you don't want to disturb much of the land other than where you're digging. You don't want to loosen up that soil. So you leave that, think of it like you're going to build a swimming pool. You don't want to disturb any of the soil other than the hole for the basement or for the pool. So what we did was we very carefully excavated probably another 18 inches outside where the basement walls would be. Then we laid we had a footer and we poured the basement walls. But right at the footer, or just below the footer, we put crushed stone, white limestone crushed. And the size of the limestone probably about, an inch or so, maybe a little larger than that, inch and three quarters maybe. So we put that down and we put perforated 4-inch pipe, plastic pipe, which would be a PVC pipe. And we put that around the perimeter. And then it has holes in it, and the holes are about the size of a dime. And then what you do is you put some black plastic over that, and then you put more rock on top of that. And the idea is the plastic will prevent the holes in the pipe from getting plugged up. And then you put you arrange those pipes so that they tip downhill 1/4 inch per foot, roughly. And you aim it downhill. And there's a location that's downhill, and we have the pipe draining out what's called to daylight. Daylight means it shows up outside, and you can see where these pipes are. And what happens is when it rains, the water runs into the ground. It percolates through the dirt. It gets to the bottom of below the floor of the basement, and it gets into this pipe, and then it runs downhill. And it just travels out and goes down to a field. And that is how you can prevent water from entering your basement. And we've never, ever had, no matter how much water has rained here, 7 inches in a couple of days, we've never had water in the basement. And that's how you prevent it. You can, if you do your basement properly and if you engineer it properly, you won't have flooding. But how many people think about that? How many people just dig a hole, put the basement wall, the footer in, pour the walls, then pour the basement floor and say, we're good to go. Let's hope it doesn't rain. But that's the way you do it. So either you build your house above the ground and water won't come in, or you do it the way we mentioned, unless you live in the desert. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, it used to be around our neck of the woods in Missouri and also in Virginia. I know those two locations for sure. Where the government would pay a portion, usually three-quarters of the cost, or sometimes more, of building ponds for farms. And the soil and water conservation guys and the USDA would come out, and they'd walk around, and they'd say, hey, here's a good place for a pond. And what they'd look for is an area where runoff would collect, and they could dig, you know, have a hole dug with a backhoe and a front-end loader, and set up a dam. And water would eventually fill that hole. And if you had the right kind of clay in the bottom of the hole, it would hold water. But if you had extreme rain, that dam would overflow. So what Gwyneth mentioned was something called an overflow. And that is an area cut out of the dam, the side of the dam wall, where it's a little lower, let's say 2 feet lower than the dam wall. So what happens is, as the water fills up, if there's too much water for the dam to support, there's a spill area or an overflow area where the water escapes prior to it destroying the dam wall. And here in Missouri, we call them spillways or overflows, and in Australia they call it an overflow. So if you build a dam, you need to know about that. But make sure you don't put your house or your barn or, you know, your personal property below the dam should it fail. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, that's sort of basically what's been happening. The other thing is, when you've got water, when you've built a brand new dam, It's a good thing that you mentioned about the substrate. Okay, we basically had a guy with an excavator come in, and he dug out this particular dam for us. I gave him a set of instructions. I said, dig until you get to the bedrock. And you couldn't do that on any just any property, because in some areas the soil is hundreds of feet deep. Okay? Around here the soil is between 1 and 6 feet deep. So the bedrock is not very deep down. And I think that he actually dug, because it was in the valley, he dug probably about 10 feet deep. And you will tend to get deeper soil in a valley than on a ridgeline, because valleys tend to attract silt and they attract mud when they get floods go through them. And if it's a valley, it's going to have floods going through it at some time. For new members of the class, I actually trained as an environmental scientist at the University of Melbourne. So this is really good to consider when you're thinking about where to put a house, okay? So it's not a good idea to put a house in the bottom of a valley, because even if it's a very deep and very wide and very shallow valley, it's going to flood at some stage. The best location for a house is either on a ridgeline or somewhere on the above what's called the 100-year flood level. So, but on the ridgeline is a better location, because you'll never get flooded out if you're on a ridgeline. But being on a ridgeline has other problems. There tend to be more wind, and it tends to be, if you're wanting to put in a well, then it's not going to be a very good location for a well. So this is why people build their houses on the side of valley walls, especially when they're very wide and very, you know, very shallow valleys with very, you know, a very wide sort of U shape. That's, but yeah, if you're going to build, you have to make sure that you build above a line, which your municipality will probably be able to tell you about, called the 100-year flood level. And probably that will only, you know, become close to being flooded every 100 years, so they say, but you best to be well above that level.
We'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With recent shootings in Atlanta, Georgia, and Boulder, Colorado, some politicians want to infringe on the Second Amendment. Louisiana Senator Republican John Kennedy says you don't stop drunk drivers by taking all the sober drivers off the road. The senator continues on Fox News.
In my judgment, we do not need more gun control. We need more idiot control.
Two accused leaders of the Proud Boys militia group on Tuesday pleaded not guilty to multiple criminal charges related to their alleged role in the occupation of the U.S. Capitol. At a federal court hearing in Washington, D.C., Ethan Norden of Washington State and Joseph Biggs of Florida both pleaded not guilty to riot-related charges. Conservative Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed victory following Israel's fourth election in less than 2 years. Projections based on exit polls from Israel's three leading broadcasters, which could change, all show Netanyahu winning. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With Colorado already having some of the toughest gun laws in the nation, politicians want more in light of Monday's Boulder, Colorado rampage that killed 10 people by suspected gunman, 21-year-old Ahmaud Alyssa. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden is calling on Congress to take action following the mass shooting Monday at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store that killed 10 people. Speaking from the White House, the president urged the Senate to pass a pair of House-passed bills to address the nation's background check system.
The United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House-passed bills that close loopholes in the background check system. These are bills that receive votes of both Republicans and Democrats in the House.
In his remarks, the president also called for a renewal of the ban on assault rifles and a ban on high-capacity magazines. Senator Ted Cruz says those are always the solutions that Democrats push after a mass shooting. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that those measures don't work, and he laid out ideas that he says will stop the next tragedy.
The way to do it, what works, is you target the bad guys. You go after violent criminals, you go after felons, you go after fugitives, you go after those with serious mental illness, you stop them from getting guns, and when they try to illegally buy a firearm, you lock them up.
Speaking to the Denver Post, a former classmate, Dayton Marvel, said Alyssa was kind of scary to be around and that he had once made threats against people during a wrestling match. For the first time in 50 years, NASCAR Cup Series will have a dirt race Sunday at Bristol Motor Speedway, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And I believe we are the only broadcast that has a regular instructor from another continent. And I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Gwyneth to get the Australian perspective. So we're talking about dams and we're talking about protecting your property from flooding. And we're talking about a valley. And sometimes it's called bottom land, B-O-T-T-O-M, meaning low. And what happens is exactly what Gwyneth said. So the silt, the light dirt, will wash downhill. And where does it go? well, to the lowest point it can. And that is usually the bottom land. So bottom land is really the most fertile land, generally speaking. And where does it get, where does all that fertility come from? Well, higher up. So the silt washes from the hills and it goes downhill and it collects in the bottom land. So bottom land is really great for farming, but it's also really great for flooding. And that's how it got to be so fertile, because of the flooding. And that's why it's flat, because it used to be, over time, many times flooded. So the bottom of the pond that this flooding causes is flat, and it's great for growing crops. And there aren't many rocks down there, because the rocks are left on top of the hills. So in the Ozark Mountains, we don't have a lot of soil, because it, over the millennia, it washed downhill. So that's kind of how it works. And generally speaking, you know, we have noticed that on our farm, there are pockets of really deep topsoil. And the reason they're here is because of the Dust Bowl. This is my belief, from the 1930s. So soil went airborne from Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas, and some of it landed in Missouri. And if there were depressions in the ground, that's where it collected. So we have, in some places, topsoil 3 feet deep. Most people around here think topsoil at 6 inches deep is a lot. Well, it depends on exactly where you live and how many depressions you had and how fortunate you were to receive the topsoil during the Dust Bowl era of the 1930s in the United States. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's about how it goes. With our valley, it's not a very wide valley. So it's more of a V-shaped valley than a U-shaped valley. So there's really no bottom land in it. It sort of goes straight down one side and then straight up the other side with a dry creek line in the middle. But there are things that you can do if you have a catchment on your farm. A catchment is an area that catches the rain that ends up in the creek valley, okay? And if you are fortunate enough to have either a whole catchment or almost a whole catchment on your farm, then that's a very fortunate situation for you, because it means that you can pretty well manage how water flows through that valley. And we've got that fortunate situation here in that we, most of the catchment for this valley is actually on our land. And what I'm in the process of doing is digging trenches on contour throughout the valley, so the water collects in these trenches and soaks into the subsoil. Now, what that does is it raises the level of the water table in the valley. And because because the soil is quite shallow on our farm, the aim of it is in the end to actually get a flowing creek through this valley. And this is an ongoing project, and it's going to be ongoing through several years. But what I'm finding now is that there's water in the valley on a more regular basis, or there's at least water in the pools in the valley on a more regular basis, because you get parts of the creek line that are deeper, and then it goes upwards and then continues on into a dry creek bed. And when it's all dry, like for instance in the middle of summer, this area would seem to be like a hole in the middle of the creek bed. But during the winter, it generally has water in that hole. And that wasn't happening when we first moved here. When we first moved here, there was practically never water in the holes except for a day or two after it had been raining. So, like I say, it's an ongoing process to get it to where you to manage your catchment so that as much
Gwyneth, I need to interrupt for a second. We just heard a loud explosion here over the farm. We don't know what happened. So can you please continue? I don't know if it was a sonic boom. The whole building shook. It was a massive boom. I need to make sure everybody's okay. So please continue. I'll be back soon, okay?
Okie doke, yeah. So, yeah, anyway, I heard that everything's okay on Vincent's farm. Oh, my gosh. Getting back to catchment management is what this is called. You dig trenches on contour, either in the valley wall, or you put mini micro dams at various locations across the valley at certain places with overflows. When the water falls on the catchment, instead of it flowing straight down the creek valley, it stays in the trenches, it stays in the micro dams, and you will find that it infiltrates into the water table. The idea of this sort of micro dam is not, or this sort of trench on contour, which is called a swale, is not to store water on the surface, but it's to enable the water to infiltrate into the water table so that so that it can come up at a point further downstream in a spring. And this is how catchments are fed. Oh my gosh. I really hope everything's okay with Vincent, with this explosion. But that's how it is with catchment. That's how you manage it. But to be able to do that effectively, you really have to have access to the upper levels of the catchment area of your dam, of your valley. Oh, my gosh. That's just how it is. Okay, we'll get on to the next story now, which is what we were going to cover. Prince Harry has got a job. And his job, he's moving into the corporate sphere. And he's going to be a publicist with a particular firm in America which provides mental health services to the staff of major corporations. So I'm just getting the news article up at the moment. Oh, my gosh. Well, it is kind of good that he is actually thinking about working for a living instead of just relying on handouts from various people. His role is to be, from what I gather, something of a publicist for this corporation, to be more or less the public face. He is going to be given a seat on the board. And,
hey, I'm back.
He's going to be doing promotional work. Hello, we are, is everything okay?
Yeah, you know, we heard this loud boom, and it shook the farmhouse, which is a stone farmhouse. The windows rattled. I mean, everything rattled. It was massive. And it was just one single boom. And so we called a business about several miles away, and we asked if they heard it too. We didn't know if it was like a propane tank explosion or a sonic boom or whatever, but it was massive, and they heard it too, and the dogs panicked, and it was quite something. But everybody's okay as far as we could tell. We checked with the business downtown. There's like three businesses, a post office and a farm supply. But we called the farm supply, and everybody's okay there. But they absolutely heard it, too. So it was concerning because it literally sounded like a massive, massive explosion. And every once in a while we hear these things. It's unsettling, and nobody knows where it comes from. Nobody knows. So it was just one more of those. But you're talking about Harry getting a job, and I'm looking at an article, Daily Mail, and his title is Chief, and this is made up. There's no such thing as this until Harry got this title. Chief Impact Officer. Let me spell impact, I-M-P-A-C-T. And they say it's for a $1.73 billion company in San Francisco, and it's a mental health coaching startup. It's called Better Up. Like batter up, but better, B-E-T-T-E-R, space, U-P. And they claim that they work with giant corporations like Hilton and Chevron. Now, this thing seems like smoke to me. It seems like they're selling something that is worthless. They say that they help people, feel better. And they say, well, the headline says that the Duke, I get, that's Harry, is the chief impact officer of BetterUp, a $1.73 billion startup. Now, how do you have a startup that doesn't even have a product that is valued at $1.73 billion? That's amazing to me. No product. And the role will see him weigh on product strategy and charitable contributions, but he won't manage a team, they say. And they say the boss refuses to say if Harry's being paid, but he is perfect for the meaty, M-E-A-T-Y, role. We'll tell you what this role is. There's nothing meaty about it. He just shows up every once in a while, smiles with his scruffy-looking face, and I'm pretty sure he gets compensated handsomely for this, what looks like a charade.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class tomorrow, Kyle's going to be with me, and I'm going to be talking about tips in the book with Kyle. And we're also going to be teaching about tires. We didn't finish the broadcast about tires. There's a lot more you need to know about tires. And we're going to teach you about how to protect your tires and wheels from being damaged by the tire company that, you know, puts them on for you. And also, if you've got some questions about preparedness, plumbing, heating, electrical, solar, farming, whatever it might be, give us a call. And that's tomorrow, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And the number to call is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Gwyneth is with us. And so we're talking about Harry and the Silicon Valley startup company that hired, I guess it would be in quotes, they won't say if they're paying him what his compensation is, but, you know, you can imagine that he is being compensated with an equity position, meaning he's getting stock. That would be my guess as to how he's being compensated. But this company got $2,000 for 6 months of unlimited coaching for each employee. So they charge a lot. They charge a lot for this coaching service that they have. And one thing that I remember reading something about, you know, for $360 a year, you can get a tune-up. That's a dollar a day. You can get a tune-up, and you can contact them, and they can help you be happier. And this is just the most amazing concept to sell. I mean, if someone came to me and said, guess what, Vinny, we got a hot stock tip for you. There's this company. It's called Better Up. It's going to help people feel better. And it's going to be worth a lot of money, and you can buy stock in it. Now, I'm not saying that they have stock available for sale, but ultimately that's typically what happens with corporations. They sell stock. And selling stock is one of the ways you can get rich. And it's, you know, you can counterfeit. That's one way. I mean, it's illegal, right? You can steal money. That's illegal. You can print money, meaning you can start a corporation, sell stock. That's like printing money almost. And so that's another way of getting rich quickly, and that's selling stock. And what is stock? That's betting on the come, meaning people buy shares of a corporation hoping that the company's shares will increase in value. So they buy them low, typically, and sell them high. That's typically what's done. It's not the only way. You can short stock too. But what I'm saying is that this concept of what this company and why they've employed Harry is amazing to me. That it's like selling hot air. Gwyneth, have I lost my mind, or did you read into it the same way I did?
From what I read in the article, it seems as if he's being employed as something like a publicist, which means that it's his job to stand there and smile and create a positive impression for the company. Now, with regards to the product that this company is selling, they want people to feel good about themselves. They want people to feel happy about themselves. And these people, they spend their getting this help, and I'm saying that in quotes, from the company, from this better up company. They work for companies like Chevron. They work for companies like Facebook. Now, if you were working for Chevron, and there's this guy out there, he's quite an old man now. I think that he's still alive. And his name is called Pastor Lindsay Williams. And for many years, he was a chaplain. He was a minister of religion, and he was a chaplain to executives and also the regular drill workers of oil companies. And he would go up to places like Gull Island and Prudhoe Bay and places like this, and he would do religious services for them, and he would pray with them, and he would, you know, be a listening ear, you know, and hopefully try and get some Jesus into these people. And he said that they were the most evil, satanic people that he had ever met in his whole life. And he is a minister of religion, and it was his job to preach Jesus. And I like him. It seems as if he was doing the best job that he could to be a representative of Jesus Christ on this earth. But he said he'd never met such an evil bunch of people in his whole life as these oil company workers. And the higher up the totem pole you went in the oil industry, the worse it got. And at the top, they were pure Satanists. Now, I think that the reason why a lot of these people who work for companies like Chevron and Facebook are feeling bad about themselves is just maybe their consciences are not agreeing with them. Does that make sense, Vincent? I'd like
you
to
bet.
Talk about these topics some more on the other side of the break.
Yeah, you bet. And this company raised $125 million in February, and how do you raise $125 million in fundraising and not even have a product? And your mission is to help people feel better.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.